Dr. Wondertainment. The SCP universe is one often presented as cold, cruel, and unforgiving. Inexplicable phenomena continually break the laws of nature, and horrifying creatures stalk the night, with rarely an explanation given to where they came from. The presence of Dr. Wondertainment, then, is a stark contrast to many of the common themes inherent to the SCP universe. With less of a focus on strange, dark horror, and more on fun. That is not to say that Dr. Wondertainment and their inventions aren't strange and inexplicable, but there's a current of whimsical fun connecting them, creations that are intended to entertain and amaze children, despite many of them being just as potentially dangerous as many other SCPs. The lack of canonicity within the SCP universe means information about Dr. Wondertainment is loose and scattered at best, so this video will mostly focus on their various inventions. Dr. Wondertainment is a highly mysterious figure, although of course there are a number of rumors. It's unclear whether Wondertainment is a man, woman, group, or an entire organization. Some say it's a man named Dr. Reginald Filbert Lionel Archibald Westinghouse Wondertainment III. Others say a woman named Dr. Isabel Helga Anastasia Parvati Wondertainment V. And others say it's a whole group of reality benders. There are numerous interpretations, but the various toys and creations are generally more important than the Willy Wonka-esque entity that creates them. These inventions often come with a very lighthearted document explaining how amazing the toy is, and often have some cautionary warnings or legal notices. These anomalous creations are occasionally found by ordinary children or families, generally leading to disastrous results before being contained by the SCP Foundation. Although it's truthfully unclear whether Dr. Wondertainment intends for these inventions to be harmless fun for children, or has more sinister motives, there's always a theme of whimsy present. The first Wondertainment creation contained by the Foundation was SCP-445, Super Paper. These stacks of paper cannot be torn, burned, glued, or taped, and liquid has no adverse effect on it. When folded, however, the Super Paper takes on unique anomalous qualities related to the form it was folded into. For example, when folded into a paper crane, it becomes animate, flying around the room. When folded into a cup, it becomes rigid and sturdy, capable of holding extremely hot liquids with no trouble. This allows for a limitless amount of creativity on the folder's part, but there is also a large degree of danger present. When folded into the form of a knife, the super paper becomes incredibly sturdy and sharp, equivalent to metal weaponry. When balled into a wad, the super paper functions as a grenade, exploding, easily causing death. SCP-846, Robo-Dude, is a small plastic robot with accompanying control device. Robo-Dude can be spoken to through the device, and will respond and act with a high degree of programmed intelligence, perhaps autonomous. Robo-Dude avoids most questions about its origins, merely stating it is the intellectual property of Dr. Wondertainment, but will proudly proclaim it possesses 350 robo-accessories. These accessories, which all seem to come from its small torso cavity, can produce effects as varied as a water pistol, an actual pistol, a flamethrower, a rocket launcher, or some form of atomic grenade. Robo-Dude was delivered in a blank package to an SCP front company, with the label simply reading Merry Christmas. It's unclear if any Robo-Dudes have ever appeared amongst the general public. Other robot creations from Dr. Wondertainment include General Beep, SCP-958, who educates children 13 and under on various military engagements and accomplishments before proceeding to teach them how to create anomalous weaponry from various miscellaneous parts. SCP-1508, also known as Mikey the Chore Buddy, is composed of cardboard, paper, and plastic, and seeks to assist anyone nearby with any chore or menial activity, although its physical limitations often limit the speed at which it can complete a task. It is capable of altering its size to reach different heights, or protect itself from certain danger, such as water damage, but Mikey will also tire out after enough work, needing to spend time to recover. Dr. Wondertainment also deals with playful organisms in addition to toys, such as SCP-111, dragon snails. These creatures resemble ordinary snails, except they possess a warm-blooded metabolism, tentacles on their heads resembling horns, and significantly increased intelligence. Most notably, however, they each possess hollow sacs beneath their lower jaws containing methane, and utilizing a mechanism within their tracheas, they are capable of expelling small gouts of flame from their mouths. A document of instructions attached to the dragon snail's packaging discusses the 6 different types of dragon snails, their diet of raw vegetables, and a parental notice warning that dragon snails are capable of causing house fires, and that Dr. Wondertainment is in no way responsible for any damage or injuries. SCP-1550, known as Dr. Wondertainment's custom pets, are organisms hatched from eggs that morph their physical structure to best adapt to their hatching environment. If a custom pet egg is hatched underwater, it will be born with gills, enlarged lungs, flattened tails, or any other adaptation to help it survive in an aquatic environment. If born in a forest, it might have a layer of fur. Or if born in a desert, it might be cold-blooded and have a tendency to burrow. If born in a standard apartment setting, it might be more affectionate and active than normal, and even have a filtering system in its mouth to filter dust and crumbs. The original species or form of the custom pet is unknown, and additionally, it's unclear how they reproduce, as they are born sterile, or as the Dr. Wondertainment flyer states, pre-neutered. Dr. Wondertainment also possesses their own amusement park, titled Wondertainment Land, and contained by the Foundation as SCP-949. While anomalous, Wondertainment Land is safe to explore, with no known casualties so far, and is staffed by humanoid individuals resembling animal mascots. Autopsies of these humanoids show they consist entirely of wool, and maintain a cheerful attitude, even when being dissected. Attractions within the park are similar to traditional theme park rides and games, with small notable differences. The haunted house mysteriously stitches additional limbs and a human head to guests, without them realizing, and the head will continue to provide information on other attractions at the park. The River Rapids ride features strange sea creatures with randomly placed limbs, eyes, and gills. And the bumper cars ride involves the bumper cars moving autonomously and trying to consume one another. On occasion, the entire theme park will disappear for several days, reappearing with new attractions. A flyer for the park indicates that on some future date, the park will have a grand opening, indicating that the O5 Council of the Foundation will be escorted by Dr. Wondertainment representatives so that they may attend. Likely the most notable creations of Dr. Wondertainment, however, are their Little Misters line, a series of 20 humanoids each possessing highly anomalous traits. All of the Little Misters are identified as Safe or Euclid class, and each possesses a name somewhat related to their anomalous properties. Most of the Little Misters resemble normal humans, although there are exceptions. Mr. Forgetful, SCP-909, is a Caucasian male suffering from permanent anterograde amnesia, meaning it cannot normally form new memories. However, when Mr. Forgetful writes down anything still in its very recent memory, it causes anyone involved in the experience to forget the information. SCP-1799, Mr. Laugh, resembles a clown and possesses the ability to cause extreme laughter with anything it says. Mr. Laugh has no control over this ability, and it seems that laughter seems to cause some sort of physical pain to the entity. Additionally, Mr. Laugh is also capable of a number of anomalous actions related to clowns, such as removal of his limbs, pulling a string of colored cloth from his mouth, and extruding colored smoke from multiple orifices. Mr. Laugh cannot seem to control these actions either, and also seem to cause it pain. Mr. Soap continually produces soapy liquids from his skin. Miss Sweetie produces candy that causes males who consume them to become transformed into hard candy constructs. And Mr. Fish seems to be a completely normal individual who happens to have a fish head. Mr. Life and Mr. Death, SCP-1007, is a male humanoid that goes through the entire human life cycle in the course of 75 minutes. He ages approximately 1 year per minute, experiences rapid painful bone and muscle growth early on, and suddenly dies once the time is up. A key that accompanies Mr. Life and Mr. Death can be inserted between its shoulder blades, reversing any effects, including death and decay, reverting the subject to a newborn. It's unclear if SCP-1007 is both Mr. Life and Mr. Death, or if there is a separate counterpart that is uncontained as of yet. Mr. Lost, SCP-920, cannot be contained or transported by any known means. It causes anyone attempting to move it to become confused and lost, and will also cause radar systems and GPS to malfunction, as well as earthquakes and strange weather formations. Additionally, those in its presence feel compelled to join it as it wanders, walking across the Earth. Mr. Lie, SCP-2284, is one of the most dangerous of the Little Misters, with everything it says or writes being completely believed by others as the objective truth. Questions asked by Mr. Lie seem to not adhere to this property, but otherwise Mr. Lie is incapable of stating the truth. To make matters worse, Mr. Lie seems to have a clear understanding of its own abilities, and utilizes them to manipulate others, including those in the SCP Foundation. Despite the dozens of Wondertainment creations contained by the Foundation, Dr. Wondertainment continues to be a mystery. Their means and motives of creating and sharing these unique inventions are just as unknown as their identity. Rumors abound about who or what Dr. Wondertainment is, and you can feel free to think what you wish, but it's likely that new toys will continue to find their way into the Foundation's hands. What is clear, however, is that Dr. Wondertainment has the hearts and minds of children in their thoughts.